This is Sunday 8/17/25. It's a teaching called Body Worship. And I'm basing this off of the word that Danny had on 8/5/23. And I'm just going to just kind of quote a little bit of what this word says before we get into it. You said you heard there is a no-eat list. And you'd heard it before from Brother Copeland talking about 1 Timothy 4, 1-4. And as you were praying in the Spirit, the Lord said this to you, body worship. My church is full of it. That's why they have no power. The spirit of the world has taken over my church. You have received the Spirit who is of God, that you would know all the things that have been freely given to you when you walk in the Spirit. You're free from the forms of religion and all of Satan's devices in the spirit of the world, like diet and exercise. I make you free so you could serve me, not your body and your senses. Take no thought for your life or for your body. Your wife, my apostle and prophet, has full knowledge of this false doctrine. So you go on to talk about it's working in the church, and it is very much so. And so that's where I'm going to begin here. Turn over to Matthew 6. When I first read that word, this is the scripture that came to me. Actually, it's a passage, starting with 24 there. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Well, what is mammon? Anything trusted in other than God is mammon. Therefore, I said, you take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? See, people are preoccupied with taking care for these things. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, or for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There's people sick today because they've just worried themselves to death over these things. And we've all done it. Abraham was the father of our faith, and he received a revelation of this. This is Romans chapter 4, verse 19. He was a man that was not under the law either. He was before the law. And he followed God with his whole heart. Right here, 4:19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform it. So what did he do? He left his homeland, just took off walking. Didn't even know where he was going. Okay, Romans chapter 8. Just a few pages over. We're going to start with verse 1 there. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. What was the law of sin and death? Well, the law was just a bunch of outside ordinances that they did. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the Spirit, but after, or not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, sorry. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Now keep that in mind there. We talk about body worship, but really it's the mind. They mind the body. They mind the works of the flesh, the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Paul said he kept his body under. This is 1 Corinthians 9, 27. He probably said, oh, shut up. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. In other words, I preach it, but I have to also walk it. Okay, 1 Corinthians 15. Let's see, verse 44 there. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. The flesh is a natural body. Colossians 2. This is all through the scriptures, I'm telling you. Full of it. You know why people don't know about it? It's because they don't read their Bible. They don't read. I've come across a few people lately. I said, get out of the Old Testament. You don't have any business over there until you learn who you are and you learn where you're coming from. I said, start in Acts and read to Jude. I said, don't read Revelation. Read those and read it and read it, read it, read it, get it, get it, get it. Then you can look, see what Jesus did for you. Then you can look at what's happening in Revelation. Then you can go over in the Old Covenant and have a better understanding of it. But don't waste your time doing that. We got to know who we are in Christ first before we can understand anything else. Okay. Colossians 2, this is 6. Did I read that? Nope. Okay. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It's all inside of you. You don't need some fleshly ordinance and some church is getting off into Jewish customs and all this garbage. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. in whom also ye are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or in the new moon or of the Sabbath days. In other words, Christ did it all. Why are you trying to do these works to think that what Christ did was not enough? That's exactly what's going on here. The Lord's not enough. I have to add all these things to it. The problem is not the body, but the soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Wherever your mind, will, and emotions are hanging, the body will follow. So the real problem with body worship is our mindset. That's God's Word tells us what to do with our mind, renewing our mind with the Word of God, right? Romans 12, 1 and 2. I think I could safely say and not be far off that most people, Christians included, spend 90% of their days being ruled by their mindset, the worldly thing and the cares of life, and 10% on reading the Word. It ought to be reversed. Okay, we're going to read a few scriptures here. Matthew 26. By the way, this is part one of this. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Yeah. John chapter 1. Starting with verse 1 there. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Jesus didn't just speak a bunch of junk, religious things, even though he's brought up under the Jewish faith. He didn't speak that. He spoke what the Father told him to speak. Spirit speak. Okay, Romans 2. We're going to look at 28. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Oh, wouldn't that rattle him up this morning? Neither is there circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. Oh, I'd love to send this to Miss Holmes. Oh.
Send this to who?
The lady that's written all the books, trying to bring everybody under the law. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not of the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. All an inside work, even natural circumcision, which was a big deal, the Jews. The pathway to God is no longer outward, but inward. People seem to fall all over it. Why? The flesh is lazy. Here's an example. The church looking to the deep state Israel to watch for Bible prophecy fulfillment. They wait on bated breath looking for the next book to come out so they can know what to do. This book will circulate all throughout the church and they will even have Bible studies about it. They're looking without and the Spirit is calling from within. Get in the book. In other words, the Holy Spirit saying, get in my book. Not in their book. Get in my book if you want to know what's going on in the signs of the times. The Spirit knows all things. Yea, the deep things of God. He knows everything. We need His story, not history. Yes. History's a lie. Yeah. It's been changed. Yeah. If it was even right in the first place. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That's why the raising up of the apostles. The signs and the wonders. That's why it started in the book of Acts. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. See, most Christians don't even know this. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. If you're not looking within, you don't know anything. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. God knows everything. So I don't care if they have messed with your Bible. God can tell you everything you need to know from within. That we might know the things that are freely given to us. Let me read that again. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. His will. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. See, if this, the person doesn't learn to tap in as a Christian, they'll just go on with their superficial, natural things, thinking they're doing God's will. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have an inside track to the one that knows everything. That don't mean we know everything, but if we need to know something, he'll let us know. I can't tell you how many things the Lord has spoken to me that I didn't know. Bunches. If you ask him, if you tap in, but if you don't tap in, you're no different than somebody in the world. You might be born again. You might make it through the flames, but I'm telling you, God's not going to be pleased with that. When you get there, He's going to have a little something to say to you about it. I had all of this for you, and look what you did. You sought earthly things. All right, here's an example here. Well, this is just my experience. So-called worship services were not worship services at all. They didn't worship God. They had nice pre-programmed formats to make your flesh feel good, enough to get you through the week, like flesh ticklers. The scriptures call it ear tickling. Ear tickling. This is 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 4. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Don't put anything heavy on me. Just make me feel good to get me through the week. I don't want to hear none of that hard stuff. Yeah, I want something to make me feel better. Yeah. Right here. Well, you're just so harsh right here. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. You need to go on down the street for them sweet nothings, okay? All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I just had to say that. 1 Now, you can do that in the nursery, but you can't do that when people, there comes a point, it's time to put your bottle down, you know? Put the bottle down. It's time to wean off the bottle. Okay, 1 Corinthians 1. 26, for ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:50 talks about flesh and blood can't inherit. This is back here. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. I say get out of the gym and into the Word of God if you really want to be fit. Let's go to 1 Timothy. This is 1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. There is no time in history that the doctrines of devils are so rampant. I mean, it is just amazing. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth, like vegetarianism, living with people, not getting married. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. These simple things get people off, focusing on these natural things. You even talked about a certain minister the Lord told you that he was a mighty word of faith preacher. But his wife got sick and he started looking at, oh, she needs to quit eating this way and quit eating that way, and it got him off. Yeah. Yes, we are in the last days. Remember the commercial that we heard repeatedly, wash your hands, Roger. It's called programming. Remember COVID and the constant washing of hands? In fact, I remember that show videos of people walking by these hand sanitizer machines, and it was eating the metal of the machine. It had been used so much. It was eating the metal. And they're saying, wash your hands every time you touch anything. Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. Programming. These mindsets that come from programming keep people trapped in their minds, and they act like the world system when the programming, that's where the programming comes from. This is Revelation chapter 13. This is part of the beast system. It's called the Mockingbird Media. Verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. That's out of humanity, okay? Out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, spake as a dragon. He appeared good, but it was of the devil. And of the first beast before him, it causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by sword and lived. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that's the TV here, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause it as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. You can find this 666 in most of all the deep state corporations and stuff logos, whether it be television or what, car brands. Hidden in secret. Hidden in plain sight, not secret. Hidden in plain sight. Project Mockingbird. Jesus dealt with this in his day, and I'm going to read it again. I've read it so many times, but I'm going to read it again. This is Mark and Matthew. Matthew 15, the first one. For the record, if someone's listening to this, they need to hear this. Matthew chapter 15. Jesus tried to tell those that gloried in the flesh of his day. Starting with verse 1. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the fathers, for they wash not their hands when they eat bread? He even had to put, wash your hands, Rogers, in Jesus' day. They don't use anything new. They use the same old repetition. But he answered and said unto them, Why do you also transgress the... transgress the commandments of God by your tradition. For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father and mother, let him die the death. We were talking about that the other day, about there used to be what they called the extended family, where generations lived in the same house. And they took care of their elderly. They didn't stick them in some nasty old place to be forgotten and abused. But ye say, whoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. What's one of the commandments? Honor your father and mother. In Ephesians it talks about, if you want to live well on the earth, honor your father and mother. You know, it's a whole lot of, give to me and help me and do this for me. But before we forget about mom and dad, what about mom and dad? Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. One of the most tragic things that happened during the COVID scam-demic was that people, they took their elderly away from them and put them in nursing homes and wouldn't let them come see them, wouldn't let them touch them. If they touched them, they had to be behind plastic. People, their parents died in nursing homes over this COVID thing. That's what evil does. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Trying to get around helping your pa and your ma. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? Yeah, I bet. And he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. See, people, they're vegetarians, and they're using all these fancy products to do this and that to help them get along. But they're nasty people. And they're wasting the money on those things because it's that nastiness coming out of them that's causing them to be sick in the first place. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashing hands defileth not a man. People fall all over that, especially in today's world where, you know, so many people, especially young people, they got their membership at the gym and they do that faithfully. Did you read your Bible this week? No, I didn't have time. I had to go to the gym. This is where the metal meets the road. I mean, if you can get their focus right and say, well, you know, that's just a, may look good on the outside, but ain't doing nothing for you on the inside. Okay, Mark 7. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashing hands, they found fault. You know, I heard a guy the other day. He was kind of a rocker-looking dude, older, white hair, you know, burnt-out, old hippie-looking type, heavy metal type, really. And he said, all these people screaming about chemtrails and all these different things and all these products that they're putting out there to help counteract all that, he debunked all of it. He said, it doesn't even penetrate you. And they're selling you, saying all these, oh, from your cell phones and from your iPads, all this radiation and all this other, if your kid's on an iPad and the radiation, all it's causing is trouble. And they're selling all these health products to people. He said, it can't penetrate. That's what Jesus is saying. It's not what is coming outside in. It's what's from the inside out. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. Here we go, wash your hands, Rogers. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. And then the Pharisees and scribes ask him, why walk not the disciples according to the traditions of the elders, but eat bread with unwashing hands? He answered and said unto them, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, honor thy father and mother. As long as we've been in the body of Christ, there has been somebody come along to try to get us, drag us back under Old Testament traditions. They just won't let it go. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother. Here we go back again. These are heart issues. This is doing the right thing. You're sick because you're letting your conscience be defiled. And for Moses said, honor thy father and mother, and whosoever curses father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile him. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable, and he said unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart. That's where the production center is. But into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, and all these evil things come from within and defile the man. Your body will do whatever your soul has programmed it to do. Think about television. Whose vision is it telling? The things watched are called programs, and the remote has channels on it. They channel to you from a wicked system what they want you to know or to do or what to buy. Project Mockingbird. Yes, the devil is mocking us. We can no longer allow our bodies, he knows the truth, we can no longer allow our bodies to worship anything else but Jesus. We must renew our minds to God's agenda for us, and our bodies will follow suit. Okay, a few scriptures and we'll be done. This is 2 Corinthians 10. Verses 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. It's not about what you do on the outside to try to help the inside. It's not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. It's renewing the mind, thinking right, speaking right. Every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Not thinking evil. Not speaking evil. But it starts with thinking, a thought. Say we're to counter that. That's our weapon of warfare. Counter those thoughts. Okay, Galatians chapter 1. Start with 11 there. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceeding zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the brethren, or, no, the heathen, immediately conferred I not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again into Damascus. He had to be deprogrammed. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles I saw none save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preacheth the faith which once he destroyed. And they glorified God in me. Okay, 2. Galatians 2. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also, and I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But of these who seem to be somewhat whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me. God accepteth no man's person. For they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, for he that wrought effectively in Peter to the apostleship of circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen and they unto the circumcision. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do. But when Peter came to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews disassembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. When I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou, being a Jew, livest after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? We who are Jews by nature are not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, if therefore Christ is therefore Christ's minister of sin, God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Okay, one more passage and we'll be done. This is Galatians 3. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye also foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God and was accounted unto him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Okay.